Hello.
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 Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Silently Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
All right, on this week, we will be bringing you a total eclipse episode. Mm-hmm. Total eclipse episode in 2024. So, for those of you who don't remember, the last eclipse in our area was in 2017, I believe. And we also got the free glasses from the library in 2017,
yeah.
I think it was. They were giving them out. And do you remember whether that was actually a total eclipse in this area?
Mm-mm. No, it wasn't. But
I thought it was. I thought it was more dark than this time. You don't remember?
About the same?
Okay. So for those of you who don't know, we actually live in the Virginia Beach area. And I actually got off work early to
witness
the eclipse, in which we knew that it wasn't going to be 100% totality eclipse in our area, but basically let my coworkers know that I was getting off because we have the handy dandy glasses that we got for free from our cell phone company.
That's right.
So we already had the equipment, and believe it or not, it was actually hard to see
without the glasses,
wasn't it? So in our area, I think they said it was gonna be about 80%, something around 80%. So we actually drove over to one of our local beaches, and so we sat in the car and watched it in Indianapolis and Arkansas, all on YouTube, while we looked in the glasses in the area that we were actually in. But it was kind of interesting to see the actual moon move in front of the sun like that. And so how about the experience of going down on the beach? What was the deal with that? I think
we would have gotten the same experience here in the car, because you know we got the moon roof in the car, so
yeah. So it was a little chilly out on the beach. Yeah, it was chilly out on
the
beach. And
I think we would have gotten the same experience here.
Yeah. But I didn't want any trees or anything to be blocking the view.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So that's why I wanted to go to the beach. So that's one of the luxuries of being
near
in
a
resort area, because there's beaches all over. So, we actually just drove just a few minutes, probably took about 5 minutes to get to the actual beach. And then once we got there, we figured out we didn't have any jackets or whatever. Well, we knew it was a little chilly off of the water, even though it's April, right? So it's a little chilly
still
this time of year. Yeah, and it wasn't cloud covered or anything.
Right.
But that's not the real reason we're here, not just to talk about the actual total eclipse that we didn't get. We, like I said, we had about 80-something percent. So let's talk about what we came here to talk about, which is the 200 couples that eloped and went to a place called Russellville, I think. Now, don't quote me on the exact name, but Arkansas. I think it was Russellville, Arkansas. So they had 200 couples that went there. And I think the first 100 couples, they actually ended up getting like a wedding gift or something like that. So they planned this big experience, you know, for all of these couples to be able to get together and get married at the same time. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have to, I guess, I don't know whether they had wedding dresses and all of that stuff or not. I don't know about that part. Mm-hmm. But what do you think about that scenario of everybody, well, not everybody, but these 200 couples getting together and doing that?
I think that's nice. I really do. I really believe, I mean, that's an experience right there. I mean, okay. That's a memory.
Yeah, so they basically remember that they got married on the solar eclipse, mm-hmm. And that their anniversary is in April.
And then they got the full totality, right?
Yes.
Where they were,
they actually got the full mm-hmm. corona mm-hmm. or whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah, corona and the full totality, like mm-hmm. you said. So. So basically, it was nighttime there mm-hmm. for about 3.5 or 4 minutes mm-hmm. or whatever. And so the wedding was to take place, I think, about 15 to 20 minutes before the actual eclipse. Mm-hmm. And then the actual ceremony was done 5 minutes prior to the actual
eclipse,
mm-hmm. the total eclipse in mm-hmm. that area. So the people that we saw, once again, it got a little bit dark where we're at here in Virginia. So we basically made like a little family trip mm-hmm. out of it, even though somebody didn't want to go. KJ, he was like, he'd rather just stay here.
Yeah,
but,
and
yeah, but he ended up going with us anyway. Mm-hmm. And so we just watched it there. But the other thing that I wanted to talk about from this, though, is it all boils back down to the family, finance, and marriage. Duh. So we got the marriage part where hopefully these 200 couples, they end up staying together. Mm-hmm. We hope and pray that mm-hmm. you know, they can survive the storm. Mm-hmm. And the good days and the bad days,
right.
And hopefully the good days outweigh the bad, right? Mm-hmm. And they stay together. That's one part. And then the other part that I wanted to talk about is the rooms and how much these folks basically had to pay for some of these hotel rooms mm-hmm. and the, I guess you could call it the area of totality mm-hmm. or whatever. So, yeah, to get the full
effect.
View
mm-hmm.
effect. So one place, I think it was up in the New York area, I saw online where basically it was a regular room. And the room normally costs somewhere around $99, mm-hmm. right? And the price of the room during this event was over $650 per night.
Per night, that's
right. So, one of my friends, or one of our friends, I was talking to him earlier. He said originally they didn't want glasses or whatever, and they wasn't going to basically go out and try to look at it, mm-hmm. but his wife wanted to see it and view it, mm-hmm. but he didn't have the glasses or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I said, dude, you've pretty much waited until the last minute, mm-hmm. the day of.
If now, our store had glasses?
I don't think so, because I was looking at another article online where it said that if you're looking for glasses to view the eclipse in the Hampton Roads area, you're not the only one. That's what the story actually said. Mm. So I don't know whether he actually ended up finding glasses or not mm-hmm. to be able to view it, because I told him that we were actually going to the beach, and I think if he was going to find some glasses, I think they were going to try to come.
Right, but why didn't they come where we were? Because you could easily
just
handle
walk
off. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I didn't think about that part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not that we were going to have the total eclipse anyway. But now let's talk about the financial part of this, though. So we've already set the stage where it was $99 for the same room that these folks or these individuals had to pay $650 for the total eclipse. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that situation?
I don't think it's right, but obviously they're able to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
I think it's legal.
Oh, yeah, it is legal. Yeah. It is legal.
And that's horrible.
It is legal. So basically what they are calling it is a special event, meaning there's something happening in that area and they can basically charge whatever they would like for their rooms. So you know as well as I do, we've been to quite a few hotels in our traveling days, and we still travel. So on the back of the door, it's like a price range, you know, so it might be $100 up to $900 or whatever. So basically they are saying that based upon what's happening in this area, this is what we can charge. So that's why they actually are able to get away with that and charge $650. Now, did you have to pay the $650?
No, you didn't have to, but you wanted the experience. That's the thing. People will do anything for an experience.
Okay.
They will. They will pay for an experience because experiences will be a memory.
Yeah. Yeah, it is going to be a memory. But also, before I go any further on that, I guess there's some type of filter that you could have gotten to put on your cell phone film the actual eclipse, right?
Yeah.
Because I tried to film the eclipse from the car, and it just looks like the actual sun, right?
Yeah.
But once you put on the actual glasses, then you could see the moon moving in front of the actual sun. So I did film what I could with the cell phone, but it just looks like a regular day or whatever. So with that not being the 100% totality or whatever, it did get a little dark, I would say, in our area. But not a whole lot, though, right?
No, it's like the other time.
Yeah, and I think the temperature kind of dropped a little bit.
Now, it was a little bit better this time because I think the last time it was cloudy.
Yeah, and so what do you think when they said that it's a generational thing or whatever? Because I think, I don't know whether we mentioned it already or not, but I think they said the next one is coming in 2040 or something like that in the U.S. So, wow, that's a while from now.
That's a long time.
Yeah. And I think the next totality one in our area, I think, isn't scheduled until 2070. That is a long time
from now.
Real long time from now. So, wow. Whew, that's a long time. Who knows? Man, that's a long time. That's something to think about, isn't it?
That is something to think about when you start seeing dates like that.
Yeah, that's a long time. A long, long, long time. Okay, so on top of that, with what you actually paid for the hotel, okay, you got whatever it costs for you to drive. If you're not close, then you had to take the train,
airplane,
bus, or fly. So you got that charge also. But once again, what did they say? It's an experience. It's a once in a generational thing or whatever. So if it was coming in our area, then that would have been great. then that would have been great if it was coming in our area, right?
Yes.
Because you wouldn't have to go anywhere,
right,
and you would be able to see it.
Mm-hmm. But then it would,
yeah,
it
then everybody else, it would have been a lot of people here.
And, yeah.
Correct.
Early.
Yeah. But in our area, though, we have this one place called Mount Trashmore. So when I was on the way home, I actually saw a lot of people up on top of the mount.
The hills
mm-hmm. or whatever, but it's called Mount Trashmore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically it's a place that they used to dump garbage or whatever, and they turned it into this park. So just describing what it is to the people who may not be familiar with the area. So it was a lot of people there, you know, and I saw them, they had their glasses and all of that stuff. Some of them had beach chairs and all of that. So we didn't have the big crowd of people that influxed into our area.
Mm-hmm.
I think in 2017 when it happened here,
I think it was more people.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, I do remember
mm-hmm.
that.
Because I remember going to the library and, you know, the schools got out early.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it was, I don't know, maybe 90-something percent or whatever. But in 2017, I think I remember it being a lot darker here in our area. But this time, like I said, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, if you remember, we were talking about the amount of money that the people paid to get to the location,
mm-hmm.
then the actual cost of the hotel. So what do you think about food and stuff like that? I don't think a lot of people just went there for the one day. So what do you think about food? Do you think that the restaurants jacked up
the
prices?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So you think it's all around,
all around
a money,
yes. Some money,
money maker.
Some money maker.
Yeah.
Because it's like down the street where we live, and, you know, each holiday they have something. And, you know, anytime you have something that family can enjoy, that's going to be a successful place.
Yeah. Yeah. So mm-hmm. basically what it all boils down to me, this is just me and my opinion, mm-hmm. is how to separate you from your hard-earned money,
cash.
Right? Yeah. And so that's what you have to be leery of. And I had some more people at work. Basically, today they were saying, man, that's a moneymaker, man. That's, you know, it's basically they want you to go gather with all these places or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they'll have like the food trucks out there
mm-hmm.
and all of
everybody
that stuff.
Getting their hands
so
yes.
yeah, so basically you have to be leery of that too.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta kind of. I'm not saying that it's not a good experience or whatever, because it is a good experience. But
you
should know
your
pockets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So your budget. You gotta know what you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people actually did
mm-hmm.
go to those areas,
indeed.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And another one of our friends, I told him, I said, we were out looking at the actual eclipse or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, where at? So I guess he was thinking that we might have went to one of those states,
okay,
you know,
where?
For the total
mm-hmm.
totality or whatever it's
right.
called. And I was like, nah, we just went to the local beach.
Right.
And at the local beach, there were some other people with that same idea,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they were out there and they had the little
blankets.
Mm-hmm. They had some food,
right.
snacks, some drinks and stuff mm-hmm. like that for what they can bring on the
mm-hmm.
actual beach. So that was actually, I think it was overall a good experience.
It was good because, it was clarity. With the glasses on.
Yeah,
you know.
It was. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I saw, it was just a little piece of the actual sun
mm-hmm.
that was still showing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we might have had more than 80% totality.
But, and they were talking about this diamond. You know how it had a burst of
yes,
light?
Yes.
See, we didn't. Obviously, we didn't get that. But
correct.
That was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we just saw that on the actual YouTube.
Exactly.
Basically,
yeah.
You know, in the other areas with the totality.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, though, I think for me, it was a good experience. And then one time I said, what did I say? I said, man, I could have just stayed at work for that.
Oh, no.
Remember, that's what I said, because I didn't think it got as dark as it should have, or whatever, but that's just my two cents.
I'm thinking, out of all those people that, you know, put in their money to travel, you know, they put their money towards travel, how many people really could have afforded? How many people, you know?
Yeah, had the money,
had the money to,
right? Yeah, because you know what they say about America, that the average, I guess, couple or something like that didn't even have $1,000 emergency fund.
Right, so you think about that.
Yeah, so you got to think about that too. So, but maybe the ones that did travel, you know, they didn't put it on their credit card. They possibly could have, but then you got to think about too that now that you had that 3 minutes of totality or whatever, three or four minutes, now that's gone. You saw it, and now you got that bill that you actually got to pay. So, hey, you got to think about that. So once again, what we always say on this show is if you're not on a budget, then you have to get on a budget. But go ahead.
In a simple budget, a budget is just telling your money where to live.
That's right. You're right about that. You telling your money where to go.
And you want most of your money to live in your pockets and not no one else's.
Yep. So you want to get away from all the bills and all of that stuff, especially credit card bills.
That's,
you know,
a cycle.
We've said that over and over.
I think we talked about that last
time. Yes. Well, it's something that you should always continue to talk about, because when you're in that credit card cycle, if you're just paying that minimum, you're basically giving away a ton of money in interest.
But then people get used to the minimal, and they just go out and just spend, you know, until, I guess, I don't know how much they spend, but somebody's spending something, because, you know, how many Americans don't have $1,000 in there?
I think they said over half.
Okay, somebody's not.
Over half. So, you know, hey, if you don't, just stop all the spending. Don't go to the total eclipse places or whatever, and don't waste all your money up in food, eating out. I'll say that, because you can cook, you know, and if you can't cook, learn how to cook. That will help you out.
You'll get together with you know your friends, and you know, this week have it at my house, that, you know, another week have it at your house, or, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So that way you can kind of share the responsibility, and you're getting a different menu, you know, maybe the same meats or whatever, but they cooked it so it possibly could taste different, you know, unless y'all using the same cookbook. Well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Make sure that you come back on next week. Bring a friend with you. We love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
We'll be praying for you. Peace and blessing. Until next
time.
Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram. Just search Silently Blessed Media, LLC. Twitter, just search Silently Blessed. We love you,
and
there's
nothing
you
can
do
about
it. Peace and blessings. Until
next
time, don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.